This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You're invited to join us here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, with you tonight is Ian.
Jay. Vincent.
Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here. We talked in the first hour. We're going to continue a little bit on the issue of civil asset forfeiture, specifically the Supreme Court ruling 9-0, not against it. They didn't rule against civil asset forfeiture, but they did rule that it should not be excessive, that fines and forfeitures for criminal convictions, in this case, a heroin dealer who was convicted of selling $200-something worth of heroin, had his Land Rover, $42,000 car, stolen from him, and the Supreme Court said, that's excessive, and that needs to stop. So that's a bit of good news. We'll share more with you in a couple moments. But also, Venezuela is coming up, and so you've got a story about Venezuela and the U.S. government potentially getting involved there militarily and what that could possibly mean. We'll get into that as well. And we go first, though, to the phones. To the phone, Dave is in New Hampshire, which I presume it's Dave Ridley. Dave?
Someone along those lines.
Someday, another Dave is going to call in from New Hampshire, and I'm going to be wrong, and it's not going to be Dave Ridley. But go ahead, Dave.
So there is I always like to call it the genius of New Hampshire. You know, when I used to, before I moved here, I used to think, well, you know, it'd be great if people would do this. And then I would get here, and they'd already done it, or they were doing it while I was here. And so one of the things that I had not seen before is that someone avoiding using the police to solve a crime, refusing to use the police, at least initially. And that is what has happened in Bow, New Hampshire. A man suffered a snowmobile theft and some other items, and he used social media to sort of solve the crime.
Really?
And declined to go to the police.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that. It actually, I don't really know the guy, but I know, like, the area. And
you're familiar with the exact case?
Exact case, absolutely. Yeah, I was talking about this. Actually, I was going to think about doing this as show prep just because it's such a perfect example. And I actually friended him on Facebook, and I gave him the link to get cell411.com, told him about cell411. And
cell411 is an emergency alerts app that you can send a GPS-based alert to your friends when something bad's happening to you. Basically.
Yep, and you can even ride share with it, too.
But wait a minute. So how did this work exactly, Dave and or Jay? I mean, he lost his snowmobile to theft. I presume did he witness the theft, or was it just he showed up to his house and it wasn't there anymore, or what?
He apparently is a business owner, and he had a surveillance video that showed the thing being stolen. Someone apparently hitched a trailer to a piece of, they hitched a vehicle to a trailer or something like that. And whatever they did wound up with, I guess, the suspect vehicle has now been located. And I guess you got like 2,500 like responses or views or something like that on social media, with people trying to sort of become amateur sleuths and crowdsourcing the whole sleuthing process or whatnot. Now, it's a little bit more complex than that, in the sense that he is indicated he will involve police once he has more evidence or something like that. So he's not completely doing this without police. But, it's something I've never heard before.
Just to clarify, he hasn't actually found his snowmobile.
He had. I can fill in all the blanks on this if you want.
Please.
I don't know. So what happened, it was I got up at 7. I got up early in the morning and using the restroom, and I'm looking at Facebook, and I see this first thing on my Facebook post pops up. And so what it was this guy, it says, somebody stole my snowmobile, and he had pictures of the truck, which is a very unique-looking Ford 99 to like 08 Super Duty with a like a homemade flathead body on it.
Like a 350? Like an F-350?
Like F-250 or 350, okay. Yep. And you can see, you know, single wheel truck, regular cab. And I've seen this truck in Henniker before.
You've seen the truck?
Oh, yeah, I've seen the truck because, like, I see this guy's truck driving around. I'm like, oh, you know, that guy's a little crafty. He built his own bed on it, you know, mm-hmm. and he's one of these, like, you know, diesel kids that, like, goes around, rolls coal, blows black smoke, and, like, you know, just I could tell he was kind of like a little bit of a...
So he's a redneck.
Yeah, like Timmy Tough Nut is what my friend called guys like this. So, like, because I have a Dodge diesel, so there's like this rivalry, you know, the guys, the Fords and the Chevys and the Dodges. Yeah. It's been going on forever.
Where they got like Calvin peeing on the logo.
So like, I roll up to an intersection in Henniker a couple of times, and I've seen this particular guy. He's done it twice. And he'll just, like, you know, roll cold and, like, pull out fast in front of me because I have a Dodge diesel, and I don't care. I might have done that stuff, and I did that stuff when I was 20 also, you know. Yeah. But anyway, so I get on there. I'm like, oh, yeah, I seen this truck in Henniker, and, you know, that's all I got to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So what had happened, he owns a repair shop. They had actually broke into the shop. They stole a couple of bumpers. This guy had some, like, high-end.
Is this at the same time? Or,
at the same time, yep. Okay. And there was a snowmobile trailer with two, like, very new snowmobiles. This guy's name is Wallenberger.
The victim.
Uh-huh. And he's in, like, you look at his Facebook page, he's, like, into, like, motocross and snowmobiling. He's very much into that stuff. And he ended up at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, he gets a call from a friend who was out snowplowing and is like, dude, there's tracks to your shop. Did you take your trailer? He's like, what are you talking about? And, you know, because I read all this stuff and I read all things on his Facebook. And so his friend notified him that his snowmobile trailer was missing.
Hmm.
And so what he did is instantly put this up, and he put a $500 bounty for the name and phone number of the guy who took the trailer. Now, this went on was posted at 3:30 a.m. on Facebook. I was about 6:30, quarter of 7. I'm looking at it. And there was hundreds and hundreds of posts.
Huh.
And then the, was it Union News or Union Leader? A couple days later, they did an article. And in the Union Leader, they say that they found the cops, that the trailer was not hitched up correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and it fell off in the road. Uh-huh. That's not what happened.
Really?
So on Facebook, people are like, oh, that's BS. And because the guy... So all the comments are like, oh, you mean this truck? And they show it at, there's a high school in Bow. It's like a something regional high school. And they're like, oh, yeah, we've seen the truck here. And then another guy, like, at 8 o'clock in the morning, he's like, oh, yeah, I got surveillance footage of that truck coming in the, so he's got, like, puts up all these surveillance pictures on Facebook of this truck parked in the parking lot at the high school. So what the other guy said on Facebook is, no, the guy literally, while he was stealing the trailer, gets his name tagged in Facebook posts and sees it on it and literally, like, stopped and just unhooked a trailer right in the road and just
really?
Kept going. This is what they said on Facebook. You know, I don't, you
wow.
know, I'm just reading this. So, but, and they said that the cops found the abandoned trailer and they said that it was improperly hitched.
I see. They presumed
and,
that.
And that's what the article said. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, no, that's BS. You know, the dude knew he was getting busted because people knew. And the thing is, it was somebody the guy knew. That's usually who steals
that
your stuff.
That sucks.
So he knew how to get into the shop. He knew how to, like, or I don't know if it was a shop or, like, a storage unit where these bumpers were. There was, like, these bumpers are worth, like, $1,500 a piece.
Is he a doper or something like that?
So all of his, like, they put, like, people were tagging him and stuff. And so somehow I went back through in Facebook and I couldn't find any to post where they, like, tagged, because hundreds of people were tagging this dude in the comment. Hey, you need to bring Wallenberger's sled back.
Yeah,
you know, you no good thief. You,
right.
You know,
words we can't say.
Yeah, and so I thought it was great. So I'm like, yeah, sell 411 guys. I mean, you know, but you know, Facebook worked for it, and we don't need cops. And everybody on there was like, yeah, the cops. You know, they're not really interested in writing tickets. They don't care about property.
Hmm.
So at like 9 o'clock in the morning is when the police got involved. Because they had already, somebody had found a trailer in the road and reported it, and they just, you know, sent a towing company out there to get it. And then the police basically called the guy, and they're like, you get any information, you got to give it to us, and blah, blah, blah. So the police went and seized the truck, and this dude was allegedly arraigned in court, you know, the following day or something.
And so he's a high school kid.
Oh, I don't know about that, but they had pictures of the truck in the high school parking lot Pretty much daily.
Well, he's probably not a teacher.
Probably not, or picking up somebody from high school. But
Could be. Wow. Dave, good call. I don't know if you had more to say. We ended up being Jay telling a good version here of that story, so stand by if you had more. More with Dave Ridley, possibly, on the way. Your calls and thoughts welcome as well. Plus, Venezuela, also coming up, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up whatever is on your mind. It's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
Vincent.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. So go and check them out and sign up for their daily dispatch so you can stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So go back to Dave in New Hampshire telling us about, and with your assistance, Jay, because you've paid real close attention to this story, a man who lost his sled or a snowmobile.
Snowmobile, yep.
To, he called it a sled, though.
Well, that's what they call it.
A little fancier than a sled. But he lost it to theft by a man driving a truck, and it was found thanks to people on Facebook, which, you know, as much as I dislike Facebook, the truth is sometimes some useful things happen there, and I guess this is one example of that. But Dave, your thoughts on the story? Because you brought it up.
Well, it says volumes about the hunger people have for being able to do this kind of thing themselves,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to relying on the police. And I think it says, you know, maybe it will only take seconds for the police to be replaced once they go away. I don't know.
Yeah, great point. I mean, we've barely scratched the surface as far as what things could be like without the police. I mean, we can sit here and we can envision, we can imagine what it would be like. We can point to examples of, yeah, it might be like this, it might be like this. But we don't have a marketplace in protection services. We don't know how effective and how affordable market protection services would end up being. As you pointed out, Jay, here, this was all done crowdsourced. This, you know, these people didn't do it necessarily because they were going to get paid. There were hundreds of comments on there.
Well, and, you know, so we all have friends on Facebook, and we all have people that, you know, that want to help us out. I mean, I like to think that everybody's definitely got, you know, some Facebook friends that want to help. Obviously, you got some Facebook trolls that want to torment you too, maybe. But and this guy Jim Wallen Weber is his name. I just looked it up on his Facebook page. He was quoted in that Union Leader article saying that he had no intention of ever getting the police involved, but the cops are now involved. And then he did write that, you know, hopefully this guy goes to jail for stealing his stuff, which, I mean, most Americans, you know, follow this punitive justice system.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always said, if I was a guy, I'd be like, well, all right, you know, you return my stuff, you got busted, and you're going to give me a few $1,000 for my aggravation and stress.
Sure.
And
call it a day.
And then call it a day. And if you know, and I don't know how the perpetrator could say no to that because, you know, a lawyer is going to cost him $5,000 for this case.
At least.
You know,
yeah.
And I wouldn't even bring up the cops. You know, right. I just, you know, I
have handle it with a blowtorch and a lead pipe. At least that's how I'd do it.
Wait, what would you do with a blowtorch?
Well, I'm sure you have an imagination, Ian.
Yeah, I'm sure if you fired your torch up and were like, hey, and, you know, and you had them tied to a chair, and, you know, they might start squirming, and then you know, go over and start soldering something or, you know, whatever. But
all right, Dave Ridley, anything else to share tonight? Go ahead.
I think the police did not exist before 1850, did they?
I guess not. I don't know.
Well, they originally started as bounty hunters for slaves, right?
I've heard. And that, in common law, they had the sheriff.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. She's Sarah in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I have a comment about that man that was selling loose cigarettes and he got choked to death.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, a Garner.
Yeah, Eric Garner, that was his name, in New York City. There's video of it. It's absolutely horrifying.
Well, you know something? I hate cigarettes. And I'm glad that he got choked to death. Why are you?
Yeah, you told us that before. It's shocking to hear you say that. So heartless. I mean, how can you even?
Like I was talking about shooting cops in self-defense earlier, and I'm shocked now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely horrible what you're saying, Sarah. I mean, your inhumanity towards your fellow man is pretty sickening.
I mean, look at the logic of it. Look at what is he selling? It suffocates people. It gets COPD. People wind up suffocating. Okay, and then is it any surprise that he got choked to death?
Fair. You're saying fair is fair because he's suffocating people to death with his cigarettes, and so therefore he should be choked to death, is what you're saying.
Well, that's what he got. Okay, but
people are choosing to smoke. He's not shoving cigarettes down somebody's throat and choking them to death. They're choosing to smoke.
And the reason
it was illegal, to sell those on the sidewalk. Wasn't that
Do you think
reason?
That also every cigarette dealer who's selling legally should be choked to death as well?
Everybody that operates a convenience store that works, the 17-year-old girl working a summer job at the 7-Eleven.
Or the CEO of Marlboro.
Well, I don't know. But I think
Why don't you know?
Well, so, Sarah, you just want an African-American person, a low-income African-American person who is selling it to be strangled. So are you some sort of racist, Sarah, that you only want black people being prosecuted?
Good question.
No, it's not that. But the whole attitude of, the whole attitude of, like, selling, of promoting cigarettes, you know?
So let me just avoid the question, changing the topic. Right, yeah, she always avoids questions. So anybody who promotes cigarettes should be choked to death?
No, but I'm just saying in case...
Only a black man on the streets of New York who's selling Lucy's, who's selling one at a time, you think that should be choked to death, but a man selling a pack of 20 cigarettes in a 7-Eleven?
Or a carton of, I don't smoke, so I don't know how much
or
is a carton.
Or a pallet full?
Maybe that's not their karma to when they sell it legal like that. When they sell it that way, it's not their karma.
Wait a minute. Are you saying it's only bad karma if you sell a cigarette illegally?
Of course, Sarah's an Eastern mysticist talking about karma.
As long as you have paid the tax stamp, then it's totally okay karmatically to sell cigarettes?
I have no idea, but to me, you selling stuff that suffocates people, it chokes people out, and it's illegal, okay? It was, I think that it was part of his karma, you know?
Yeah, you just said that. But what you're saying is it's part of his karma, but other people who sell cigarettes legally, that's not bad karma? Because it's legal, they paid a tax bill?
They're going to get theirs. You know, all the cigarette companies...
What would you like to see happen to those people?
Well, I have no idea what they're going to get, the cigarette companies.
Not what they're going
to
get.
Like. What do you want to see happen to them? What would Sarah's ideal punishment be for the Marlboro cigarette manufacturers and all the factory workers?
Sarah's final solution for the cigarette problem.
There you go. That's what I'm looking for. What is it?
But am I God? Do I dispense judgment?
No, we're asking you what you want to see happen.
So if you were God for a day, what would you do to the cigarette cartel?
Whatever God decides, whatever he thinks that he deserves, what they deserve.
All right. You're not going to answer the question, so thanks for the call tonight, Sarah.
And the real issue is the reason Eric Gardner was attacked by the police is because the police are running a protectionism racket.
They were
licensed to sell cigarettes. This guy wasn't.
Right. He was inching in on their territory.
They're working to protect those other licensed sellers from this dastardly man selling Lucy's on the streets.
Hired thugs.
To the people who can't afford a whole pack of cigarettes, mind you. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump does not believe his second meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will be the last.
Chairman Kim and I have a very good relationship. I wouldn't be surprised to see something work out.
The president also had a prediction regarding the meeting next week between the two leaders in Vietnam.
We've made a lot of progress. We've made a tremendous amount. That doesn't mean this is going to be the last meeting because I don't believe it will. But we have subjects to discuss which will be very fruitful.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett was officially classified as a suspect in a criminal investigation by the police on Wednesday for allegedly filing a false police report in connection with his attack claims. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain are affecting 200 million people across the United States, and 39 states are seeing the effects of that winter weather. Places that don't usually see snow, such as Las Vegas, Nevada, could be seeing snow for the second time in 4 days. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into any one of those and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And with you here, it's Ian.
Jay. Vincent.
By the way, we've got video clips and we got a lot of them. We brought Eric Freerock out of retirement. He is back at it, cutting up Free Talk Live episodes into video clips that you can easily share. So instead of having to share a whole 2-hour long radio show, you can just share one of these video clips that's on a segment that you thought was interesting or entertaining or whatever, or informative, enlightening. You can just share that clip on your favorite social media, wherever it is that you like to hang out, and then your friends and family members can discover Free Talk Live that way. So we're posting these clips to, or Eric is posting these to his channel on YouTube, which you can access by going to clips.freetalklive.com. Then you can subscribe to the channel. Alternatively, you can find out about them by following us on a few different social media. So on the Free Talk Live Twitter, on the Free Talk Live Mastodon, which you can find over at toot.freetalklive.com. The Twitter is twitter.freetalklive.com. And then also the Telegram channel that we have over at telegram.freetalklive.com. So whenever one of these clips posts to YouTube, it will automatically be posted also to those social media. So you'll know if you're following us on any one of those platforms.
So on the Telegram channel, you guys are using that now as like a social media platform.
I mean,
I chat on it a lot, and I'm in.
No. It's not a chat channel. It's just a channel for announcements. So only the administrators, meaning the hosts of Free Talk Live,
cool,
can post to that channel.
So basically, I access that through the Telegram app on my phone.
Correct.
That I chat with people.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware that was an option.
Right. So, Telegram has what they call channels, which is like a one-way communication device. So you can't talk back on the Telegram channel. So Telegram has it's a chat app for the most part, meaning that you can have group chats or one-on-one chats. That's what I use it for 99% of the time. But there's also this other channels feature, or I think it's called channels. Maybe it's called something different. But anyway, it's like the idea is sort of a one-way announcement blast kind of thing. So just if you just type in your web browser, telegram.freetalklive.com, it'll pop you right into that channel.
Now, can I go right from my Telegram app and find it?
I don't think that's possible. Maybe it is. Actually, it might be possible. It's I think it's just at Free Talk Live on Telegram, but I could be wrong about that. All I know is, Jay, the easiest way to do it is in a web browser, just type it in. And then if you have the Telegram app, it'll automatically open it for you.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
I'll
just
do
put
that
in your web browser. Telegram.freetalklive.com. But again, that's about the video clips. They're coming out every day. We got new clips coming out every single day. So it's another way for you to listen to and share Free Talk Live, your favorite parts, over at clips.freetalklive.com. All right, so we continue here. We've been talking about asset forfeiture, and there's a little bit more here about the subject from the New York Times, their story on the 9-0 decision by the Supreme Court that punishments need to fit the crime. Punishments should not be excessive to whatever crime was committed. And they specifically looked at a heroin case with $250 worth of heroin that was sold, or $225. And the man pled guilty, ordered to pay $1,200 in fines. But they also seized his $42,000 Land Rover, and the court said that is excessive. Investigations across the country, by the way, have uncovered many examples where the property seized was disproportionate to the crime, taken from innocent citizens, or targeted in accordance with law enforcement wish lists. As its name suggests, a civil forfeiture does not require a criminal conviction or even criminal charges, but only proof that the property at issue was used in connection with a crime. Owners who wish to reclaim their property must demonstrate that it was not, or that it was used without their knowledge. A recent series of articles by the Greenville News examined every civil forfeiture case in South Carolina from 2014 to 2016, finding examples like that of Ella Brummel. It was a 72-year-old woman who had to fight off the forfeiture of her house after drug dealers conducted transactions on her property, despite Brummel's multiple attempts to stop them. So it sounds like the cops arrested a guy for selling drugs while on this woman's property without her permission, and then went ahead and used that arrest to justify the forfeiture of her entire home.
I wonder if this was located in some neighborhood that, you know, there's heavy gun restrictions, so the old lady couldn't walk out with her 20-gauge shotgun
and shoot him, you know,
start
wave
waving
away.
It at him.
Whoa, 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 hey, whoa, you're trying to ruin the movement, bud, with that violent talk there.
didn't say shoot the drug dealer. She just said wave the gun at him.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about waving at the cops and are trying to steal her
stuff.
No, excuse me. Pardon me. Okay.
In a similar case in Philadelphia where law enforcement agencies once took in $5.6 million a year in civil asset forfeiture, according to the Institute for Justice, a couple's home was seized in 2014 after their son was arrested on charges of making a $40 drug sale there. A case against the city's forfeiture practices was finally settled last year. Justice Ginsburg suggested the effect of the ruling could be limited. All 50 states, she wrote, quote, have a constitutional provision prohibiting the imposition of excessive fines either directly or by requiring proportionality, unquote. Wednesday's decision may influence how state courts interpret those provisions, and they may use them to scrutinize civil forfeitures more closely. But again, this won't stop the actual act of the stealing of a car or a house or something like that.
And every state constitution that I've studied, literally there is a clause in there that says property shall not be taken without just cause except for judgment by a jury or like an eminent domain thing is generally, you know, added to these things afterwards. But, mm-hmm. you know, obviously they just, you know, like we
they
know
do it anyway.
Bypass all that stuff.
Yeah, it's really frustrating. The Supreme Court already ruled most of the protections in the Bill of Rights, which had originally restricted the power of only the federal government, also applied to the states under the Fourth Amendment. The court left open the question of whether the seizure of Mr. Tim's Land Rover amounted to an excessive fine, leaving its resolution to lower courts. But Justice Ginsburg suggested the penalty was disproportionate to the offense, writing the vehicle was worth more than four times the maximum $10,000 monetary fine assessable against him for his drug conviction. Justice Clarence Thomas agreed with the result in the case, but said he wouldn't have gotten to the same he would have gotten to the same place by a different route. While majority on Wednesday relied on the due process clause of the 14th Amendment, Thomas said he would have ruled, quote, the right to be free from excessive fines is one of the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States protected by the 14th Amendment.
That's right, because only 14th Amendment U.S. citizens have privileges and immunities, to where state nationals, like Gronsky talks about, have rights that are, you know, protected by the Constitution. Is, you know, just to clarify, you know, the way these guys write their things is very accurate.
They're very careful. They're very careful. And what you're talking about, the state citizen, for those that weren't tuned in recently to our interview with Christopher Gronsky, can you describe what that is?
And actually, you had another fellow on when you were in Anarchapulco. It was not Gronsky that was talking about this also. I forget it.
There was one who touched on it as well.
I thought it was Gronsky when I was listening, but it was, you didn't say his name, and I would have recognized the voice. But basically, the idea is, you know, they talk about when, like, I went and got a passport.
Mm-hmm.
And Gronsky helped me out with this.
Oh, really?
And I have a passport. You know, I have no social security number. I don't, you know, participate in any of this stuff. And so either the passport, you either declare that you're a United States citizen, or the State Department has instructed that you declare what it is or who it is you are. So what I declared is that I'm not a United States citizen. I am not a 14th Amendment citizen, that I am a state citizen of the nation state of New Hampshire, not the state of New Hampshire. You know, the one that was incorporated in 1869. I am, you know, I don't participate. And then we get into the definitions with public policy 1864 or public law 1864, which was basically redefining a whole bunch of words that Congress did. But nobody was paying attention. Well, what Congress is doing during this time period, you had, you know, the southern states working on seceding and stuff. And very few people understand this. But the word state is literally defined as the District of Columbia.
The United States.
Well, the term state is defined as United States or District of Columbia in some things. But District of Columbia specifically is what the word state means in almost all state statutes, including New Hampshire's.
Really?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, that's news to me. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We can talk a little bit more about the idea of a state citizen on the way. Also, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Plus, the Venezuela, the latest there out of, or the question of what's going to happen if the U.S. invades, which, of course, is probably nothing good. More coming up.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want here. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Big thanks to Tony M., who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier, and Platinum means Tony is giving $25 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can get signed up there. And we only ask for $5 a month, by the way. Tony's going above and beyond the requests that we make, which is $5 a month. You get some cool perks, and basically everybody gets the same perks no matter what the level of amping. So please help us out over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the program there and how it's helping us get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, and hopefully we're going to have some big news to announce about one of our existing stations coming up very, very soon. So I'm excited about that. And we're currently in the process of pitching some stations that are going to be losing some shows within the next couple of months. There's John Gibson, the former Fox talk show host. He's ending his radio career. And a progressive talk show host named Norman Goldman, for whatever reason he apparently pronounces it that way, is also calling it quits because he's losing money. So Free Talk Live is going to be hopefully filling in some of those gaps with those stations, and look forward to announcing the good news when we can officially do that. But if you want to help us get on more radio stations, we're on about 194 right now from coast to coast inside the United States and even beyond, all the way out to Guam. You can help us out over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about the civil asset forfeiture. There's a bit of a piece in the New York Times, but we were getting into this idea of state citizenship, which I think is very, very interesting. Now, Jay, you said that the definition of state has to do with the District of Columbia in state definitions, meaning like it says somewhere in New Hampshire statutes, and you verified this, that it's the United States? That doesn't make any sense, because the word state is all over the place in state statutes, and it's talking about New Hampshire, isn't it?
Right. So what happened is the United States became an actual incorporation in like the 1860s something. Like,
yeah,
part of this 1864 thing, the United States got a corporate charter. And the United States is this 10 square mile area of the District of Columbia. The words United States and District of Columbia should be synonymous with each other anytime you're reading them in law. And
right. That's what I heard from Christopher Grassi.
Right. So when you look in New York State statute, Colorado State statute, and even New Hampshire, in New Hampshire it says it a few different places. I was actually Googling it a few weeks ago. I did write down notepad. I was doing a little research on this because I was in a little bit of a debate with some people who, you know, are just telling me I'm, you know, full of baloney. Mm-hmm. And it does say in the New Hampshire RSAs, the definition of state, and there's definition sections all through the RSAs everywhere, you know,
sure,
for like motor vehicles and for like land use and all this stuff. But the definition of the word state, it says state includes District of Columbia.
Huh.
And
I want to see this. You're going to have to show it to me.
I will. And, right, and then there's another part where it says includes United States. In Colorado, it's pretty clear. It says state includes District of Columbia. When mm-hmm. the word includes is used in statutory construction, in the statutory construction manual or whatever, like every state has one of these. Like in Massachusetts, it's Chapter 5 of...
It's the rules of statutes.
Yeah, it's basically how the statutes are arranged and mm-hmm. how to understand, you know, statutory construction section. And it says when the word includes is used, it means includes only. And actually, Gronsky talks about how includes means includes only in, you know, all this, you know, uniform commercial code, which was adopted by most of the states in 1923. That's when it was adopted by Massachusetts. And then all these city and town charters are all written in this uniform commercial code, like stylization.
Mm-hmm.
And the state includes District of Columbia or includes United States. And then I've seen it, and I don't know, I think this
or is... Or state of New Hampshire.
So in New Hampshire, like Renee years ago got a ticket, and mm-hmm. she showed it to me, and it said state versus Renee, whatever her last name is, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And I actually started bringing this up to her because I'm like, well, the first thing you need to know is who is state?
Mm-hmm.
And let them say whatever they're going to say. And if you put the cop on the stand, then you bring up this thing where under the motor vehicle code, RSA, whatever, it defines state as, and it's either United States or District of Columbia, or it could be both of them. I don't really remember when the thing, because I had found it like talking to her about it one day. And, but I've had fought tickets in New York and Vermont because I think it's Vermont. It says United States and District of Columbia. And it says, well, if the state of Vermont, the word state means District of Columbia. So District of Columbia, Vermont, I'm confused. I don't understand. What does Vermont have to do with the District of Columbia? Well, that particular traffic ticket in Vermont, basically the cop's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And the judge was like, well, we've heard enough. You know, I'm going to dismiss this case. You know, he just didn't let it go anymore.
This was your case?
This was my case, like 2008 in Vermont, yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, I would do things like ask the cops, you know, definitions of words they didn't know. Like, the definition of the word traffic is buying, selling, or trading, commerce, alcohol trafficking, drug trafficking. And when you get a traffic ticket, I ask them if I was engaged in commerce at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Was I trafficking anything? And or I'd say, do you know the definition of the word traffic as it applies to the code? And they would say, oh, yeah, driving to and from, you know, driving in your car. And I said, well, it doesn't say anything like that in the word, you know, traffic as it's defined in the code. So there's all kinds of things you could trip them up on because, you know, nobody can know the definitions of all the words and all the, especially, you know, these cops, half of them don't even understand the laws that they're allegedly enforcing.
I'm surprised the judge didn't just overrule your question.
Oh, yeah, I was just about to ask that.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
And I object, and I tell the judge that, he's going to have to, you know, basically get a, you know, I said to one judge once, I said, well, it sounds like you might be explaining to appeals court how it is, you can rule out actual definitions of actual words that are within the statute.
Hmm.
But usually, like, when I start, the thing I think happens with me most time in court is they're like, I'm not low-hanging fruit. And they don't want anybody getting educated.
Yeah.
So anyway,
so they'll dismiss the case because of that. They don't want to show.
I really believe that happens most of the time. So getting back to the whole state citizen thing with Gronsky and a lot of people do this is when I did the passport, we give these examples and it's in the
How long was the attachment to this passport application?
Mine is definitely a couple pages longer than most of them because, you know, I'm a little more radical.
Yeah.
And I want to be extra clear about things. So mine was 9.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I think generally they're about 7.
Okay.
The one that Gronsky appears and prepares. And but even Gronsky's is really good. I just added 2 more things that I wanted to put to it.
So basically the idea is, this is what he said on the air last weekend, was that you essentially check some box that says that you're going to add a statement to the back of the paperwork, essentially explaining why you're not a U.S. citizen or something like that, or what you are exactly if not a U.S. citizen. But he argues that the United States has 3 different definitions.
Yes.
He says that, according to a Supreme Court case in the past, that United States can mean either, like, the District of Columbia.
Yep.
It can mean the sort of alliance of the states generally. So it can include the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyone who's a state citizen is still part of the United States, is what he argues.
Yep.
And I forget the third.
The third one is any geographical territory considered within the Federation of the States. Because all the United States is a federation of independent sovereign nations. You know, New York and Massachusetts are independent sovereign nations.
They were,
and they still are. The thing is I would say they're pretty much not occupied. As far as I'm concerned, the nation of New Hampshire is literally occupied by, like, myself and, you know, maybe 25 or 30 other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it that I can tell.
You mean as far as you're the people who are aware of the idea of state citizen, and you are the only ones who are state citizens. The rest of them are U.S. national citizens, basically.
Well, so the state of New Hampshire is part of the flat Earth because it's just a name on paper.
You don't actually believe the Earth is flat, right?
No, I don't believe the Earth is flat.
Thank God.
But I have the flat Earth theory. I got to polish up a little more. I'm not super good at explaining. I got to practice this some more. But basically, it goes something like, you know, the District of Columbia is a corporation. It's a name on a piece of paper, and it incorporated this other corporation called, and it calls it the State of New Hampshire. And the State of New Hampshire is this name on a piece of paper. That's all it is. It's just an incorporation. And
then that's all corporations are.
That's all they are. That's all the State of New Hampshire is. It's a name on paper. And the flat Earth, the piece of paper that a baby's footprint goes on when they're born, was created by the State of New Hampshire or the State of whatever. And that's like the first land baby steps on is.
We're getting esoteric here, folks. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got hour 3 coming up.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.